Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. I see I got a few live watchers here on Facebook Live, and we are going to be streaming this over to the podcast and various places. Now, I've got my switchers all messed up here tonight, but I'm Dr. Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock, and I'm glad you're joining me here tonight. We have a lot of interesting things to talk about. Donald Trump just dedicated the embassy in Jerusalem today, and I'm going to show a little bit of his video when he was greeting all the dignitaries as they were talking about what's happening. Before we get into the podcast and we talk about all those wonderful things, tonight we'd like to celebrate our two sponsors. Those being, first of all, the Epic Escape Room or the Epic Escape Game of Greenwood Village. This may experience the newest, hottest live entertainment activity. An escape room at Epic Escape Game in Greenwood Village. Gather your friends and family, enter a themed room. You have 60 minutes to search for clues, solve puzzles, and escape before time runs out. You can make an epic escape. Can you make an epic escape? Perfect for gamers, families and friends, corporate team building, family parties, birthday parties, school groups and clubs. Come experience an epic escape adventure. Stop the bad teddy bears, retrieve the president's briefcase, or escape a lab disaster. Visit www.epicescapegame.com/Greenwood Village or Greenwood/Village. Let me do that one more time. epicescapegame.com/Greenwood-Village/ to book your next adventure. So join the Epic Escape Game of Greenwood Village. They're great people. And tonight was also brought by Papaw's Texas Barbecue of Castle Rock. Papaw's Texas Barbecue. I've had it many times. It offers a handcrafted, authentic Southern slow-cooked mesquite barbecue. That's all I'll tell you right now. But if you have a birthday party, you got a summer barbecue, you got an anniversary or anything to celebrate, call my friend Monty at Papaw's Texas Barbecue of Castle Rock, and they will treat you right. We're going to get into the news today. Today was a very interesting day in the news as they dedicated the new embassy in Jerusalem. This is probably a once in a 3,000 year experience. It was said that by the prophet Daniel and Isaiah that Israel would go into exile and then one day they would be a nation again. And of course, we've recognized Jerusalem as the official capital of Israel, which has never been done in modern days and modern times. And it was pretty cool. I watched the ceremony streaming online, actually over Facebook today. And President Trump did a greeting at the ceremony. I have a copy of that, and you can see what he said. He talks a lot about blessing and God bless Israel. God bless this embassy. God bless the leaders. So check out his greeting to the people in Israel as they dedicated the embassy today. Check it out.
United States government.
Hey everyone, I just find that so inspiring to hear a president speak blessings over Israel, speak blessings over the embassy, speak blessing over Israel's leaders. And he spoke blessings over the Palestinians. He spoke blessings over the Jewish people. Of course, we know there's protesters, 40,000 at once in the Gaza Strip, and there's a lot of turmoil happening there. So we certainly need to pray for the safety of people. We need to pray that Christians get in there with the gospel and share Christ's love. But what I think is so valuable about our nation blessing Israel and recognizing the city of Jerusalem, the Bible says those who bless Israel, those who bless Jerusalem, those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem, those who bless Israel will be blessed. And it bodes well for our country to exalt God and bless his people. And so I want to... It's time to share today's moment of inspiration. So today's daily inspiration comes from a particular passage. I'm going to do a song from Matisyahu, who is an Orthodox Jewish reggae performer. He's got a song about Jerusalem that I love so much. I'm going to read this, Psalm 137. And this song that I'm going to sing later in the podcast has to do with this particular psalm. Here's what it says: longing for Zion in a foreign land. Can see that sometimes we're longing for heaven when we work in an ungodly work environment. We work amongst people who aren't Christians, who aren't believers. But here's what King David says. It says, actually not King David, it's the people in exile in Babylon. And so we're not exactly sure who the writer of this particular psalm is, but it says, longing for Zion in a foreign land. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there, those who carried us along, away, captive, asked us of a song. And those who plundered us requested a mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, or tear it down is what it means, to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, you are to be destroyed. Happy are the one who repays you as you have served us. And then a very pointed accusation and prayer, happy the one who takes the and dashes your little ones against the rocks. You have to keep in mind that Israel was carried into slavery. All the weak and the old were slaughtered and murdered, and only the young and strong were brought into Babylonian captivity. And so there was a strong sense of revenge and justice and vengeance in the psalm writers' hearts. But what we see today, what we've seen today in Jerusalem, is a restoration of God bringing his people back to Jerusalem, him reestablishing Jerusalem as a place for his holy chosen people, the Jews, and our nation recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish people. So I hope you find that as inspiring as I do, because it's been 70 years. Today was the anniversary, 70 years to the day of Israel's anniversary as a sovereign nation. And that lines up with biblical prophecy, because Jesus said, a generation that sees the olive tree bud, speaking of the nation coming back, that generation will not pass from the earth before they see the returning of the Son of Man. So I think the imminent return of Jesus Christ is very close when we see what we saw today at that dedication ceremony in Jerusalem. So that's my moment of inspiration today. Once again, today's podcast is brought to you by Papaw's Texas Barbecue of Castle Rock. Papaw's Texas Barbecue, offers handcrafted, authentic Southern slow-cooked mesquite barbecue and delicious sides delivered or catered to the entire Denver Front Range area from Boulder to Colorado Springs. Give us a call or jump on the website for an unforgettable Southern hospitality experience. Go to papawstexasbarbecue.com or call 720-380-1276. That's 720-380-1276 and ask for Monty or Leslie Williams. So make sure and do that. Support our sponsors. Support those who are helping us get this thing off the ground.
Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not come from its own. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. In the ancient days, return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from a state to state, and then don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, they want me to give up my milk and honey, don't you see? It's not about the land of the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not come from the tongue. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Rebuild the temple and the crown of glory, years gone by, about 60. Burned in the oven in the century, and the gas tried to choke, but it couldn't choke me. I will not lie down, I will not fall asleep. They come overseas, they're trying to be free. Erase the demons out of my memory. Change your name and your identity. Afraid of the truth and our dark history. Why is everybody always chasing me? Cut off the roots of your family tree. Don't you know that's not the way to be? Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not come from its own. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not come from its own. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Caught up in these ways and the world gone crazed. Don't you know it's just a phase? Something kind of says, like the truth in my words don't penetrate. Babylon burning in place, can't see through dark haze. Chop down all of them dirty ways, that's the price you pay for selling lies to the youth. No way, not okay. No, no way, not okay. Hey, ain't no one gonna break my stride. Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not come from its own. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, fire not come from its own. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, yeah, Jerusalem.
Once again, some of my closest friends here in Castle Rock are the Putman family, and our heart goes out to them, and we're just praying for healing over their son, Merrick, that God will raise him up and do a creative miracle. And they're running some tests tonight and tomorrow morning that could be very crucial to his survival. And so if it's okay with you, I know I don't pray on the podcast very much, I'd like to pray for them. And I want you to agree with me in prayer. And I believe that God's going to hear our prayers, He's going to answer our prayers, and He's going to do it. So Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up to You Merrick Putman. I
I pray that, Lord, you would heal his body, that, Lord, you would do a deep work in Jeremiah and Mackenzie's minds and hearts as they struggle and pray over their son. We pray for his sisters, for Aurelia and for David and for Ellie. Father, I pray that you would surround them with your love. As they are there in intensive care, you just begin to do a creative miracle. That you put breath in his lungs, you bring brain activity back into his body, you wake him up and bring him back better than he's ever been before. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you said that we can ask and we will receive. We could ask anything in your name, and you will do it for us. And so, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that the blood that you shed on the cross for us, the beating that you took would be appropriated tonight from merits and total healing, and that you would restore and help and strengthen the family. So help them to sleep well, and then help these tests to go well. The doctors use every means necessary to bring about the test. Lord, we love merit and abundance. Reach out to them. Amen, everybody. Give me a thumbs up or let me know that you're praying. And again, my name is Dr. Wayne Hansen. I'm from Summit Church of Castle Rock. If you'd like to contact me, email me, PastorWayneH@mac.com, or call the church office at 303-524-4000. We'd love to help you and strengthen you in any way that we can. Of course, we meet at Castleview High School for church on Sunday mornings. We'd love to see you there. Tomorrow night, we have youth group right here at the house at 6:30 in the Parsonage, 3311 Belgian Court in Castle Rock, 80104. And we'd love to see your teenagers there. If you want to work with teenagers, call us, let us know. We'd like to get you involved in the ministry. That's it for tonight. Yes, thank you for the thumbs up. We're praying for the Putmans tonight. And let's just keep lifting them up before the Lord. Love you all. Support, share the podcast, get connected. If you know someone that needs encouragement, push this their way. And I believe God's going to use us as we are an encouragement to one another. So have a great evening, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.